It's Thursday, April 7, 2016 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The Benario family from Norway has been fighting to regain custody of their 5 children after they were forcibly removed from their home last year. Yesterday, a judge ruled that the family could take their baby Ezekiel home. Pastor Christian Ionescu, whom we have interviewed on the Generations.org broadcast, says they are still in the battle for the remaining children. Another worldwide protest is scheduled for April 16th. Christian Today reports that a 15-year-old Christian Pakistani teenager has escaped her kidnappers. Komal was kidnapped last year, and her captors attempted to forcibly convert her to Islam. Now, her faith in Jesus is stronger than ever. She told reporters that she is thankful for God's mercy in bringing her back to her parents. Komal is just one of 700 Christian women and girls who are kidnapped each year in Pakistan. Ted Cruz is gaining on Donald Trump after the Wisconsin primary yesterday. As it stands today, Trump holds 746 delegates, Cruz has 510, and Governor John Kasich stands at 145. All eyes are turning toward New York's primary with 95 delegates in 2 weeks. Diabetes diagnoses have quadrupled in the past 30 years, according to a new report from the World Health Organization. A big contributing factor is a lack of exercise, according to the study. And according to 1 Timothy 4, bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. Breitbart reports that California law enforcement officers raided the home of pro-life investigator David DeLeiden late Tuesday and confiscated all of the undercover Planned Parenthood footage. Matt Heffron, DeLeiden's legal advisor, said the police action was, quote, outrageously out of proportion for the type of crime alleged. It's a discredit to law enforcement and an oppressive abuse of government power, unquote. May God deliver us from unreasonable and wicked men. 2 Thessalonians 3:2. A television watchdog group is not happy with the current TV rating system. Parents Television Council says they are not protecting America's children. PTC's Research Operations Director, Christopher Gildemeister, said that graphic content is rising in popular TV shows and that few of the shows are rated appropriately. Dr. Gildemeister told The Worldview that parents should not trust the present ratings.
I think the most important thing for parents to know in helping to use this study to raise their children is that they cannot depend on the ratings that TV shows are given. TV shows, before they come on, you will see TV PG, TV 14, TV MA. The problem is that the ratings do not reflect, in most cases, the actual content that's on the show.
Psalm 101:3 says, I will not set before my eyes anything that is worthless. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. Tony Perkins, head of the Family Research Council, is applauding the new religious freedom law in Mississippi as one of the strongest in the nation. Perkins stated that the new law is a means of protecting the freedom of conscience for those who believe that marriage is between one man and one woman. The National Organization for Marriage is also excited about the law as a huge victory for religious liberty. The gospel is taking root in one of the coldest places on earth, Yakutsk, Russia. The Slavic Gospel Association is taking the truth of Jesus Christ to the farthest parts of the world, where people still herd reindeer and the temperature often hits 40 degrees below zero. Pastor Andrei Firmanov of Vyborg, Russia, told The Worldview that Russians are more open than ever to the gospel.
There is really no limits, and there is nothing that can stop the Word of God. We can see amazing changes in every life that's changed, and the more precious it is to really see how people who you consider to be, I mean, if you look at them, you think, wow, they're probably never going to change, and they're as far from God as they could ever be, and then all of a sudden, you know, God creates a miracle, and you just see this is a totally different person you cannot recognize.
Jesus said, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Country singer Merle Haggard died yesterday on his 79th birthday. The singer, best known for his folk ballads like Okies from Muskogee and Mama Tried, was suffering from pneumonia. Haggard was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1994. A giant 780-pound 15-foot alligator was killed by hunters in Okeechobee, Florida over the weekend. Lee Lightsey and his 9-year-old son Mason hunted the huge animal in a private pond at their ranch. Now there's a father-son adventure for you. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, April 7th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.